going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
2 o'clock on a Friday. Oh, man. Long weekend beckons. There's one problem, Rico. This weather's like Planet Nebular. We have to have a conversation. We will get into useless things in sports. We will get into Aiden Hutchinson talking. Maybe a little Tiger talk today. We just have to have a quick conversation. I'm a bit of a slap for Memorial Day weekend. It kind of represents the start of summer. Yeah, it's not going to be 70 degrees. It's 50 and cloudy with a jacket on going to work today. You won't get 70 until Monday. Doug is going up north. I looked at him and I went, why? It's going to be like 40 degrees up there. If you are a lake person, if you're a boat person, you're effed. If you had a big barbecue planned, good luck. It's fall. Mm-hmm. What is this?
If you had a big barbecue plan, chances are all your company's going to be inside, not outside, so you can forget about that.
Oh, man.
The boat people?
You're dead. It's like 20 degrees colder on the water.
Yeah.
You're dead.
Yeah, leave it in your parking lot. Leave it in the dock, wherever it is.
You're Rose from the Titanic. You'll be shivering out there. But here's the question.
That's who I really feel bad for.
Rose?
No.
She was selfish.
Rose? You feel bad for her?
Oh, no. I told you. She is the worst villain in movies history.
And she had that big jewel, the whole thing. Keep going.
While living with her family, and they're broke. Anyway. It's just, if you're a boat person, you live like 4-day weekend on the boat, partying, drinking, and
no.
You can't do nothing.
I want to hear from the people on this, because I'm going to be stubborn. I'm going to barbecue my way through this.
You're going to push through?
I am. I'm going to.
You know what?
I just don't know what else to do, man.
Full disclosure, you have almost convinced me to cook something on Monday.
I just
feel
like
watching these videos with you were enlightening. They were very enlightening. Mike, put it this way. Everybody in life needs a, I got a guy for that. Mike is my, I got a guy for that.
I got a guy.
Hey, hold on. You want this? Hey, I got a guy for that. Watch this video. Look at this guy. He's built for barbecue.
That's my boy. Yeah. No. So look, I just would like to hear from the people on this. Whatever plans you had, have you just been sideswiped by the weather here? Like whether it was the boat, whether it was going up north, whether it was a grandiose party, we might crack 70 Monday. Might. How about if you wanted to go to the ballpark? Last night you had people in parkas down at Comerica. And it's a good series this weekend. Cleveland, Detroit. Tonight, you're going to freeze your twig and berries off. Mm-hmm. Even Saturday, it might get to 65. Might. So whether it's the ball game, forget it, whether you had a boat or a pool, barbecue, we're screwed. But I am going to push through. I am going to be out there in a little jacket. I'm going to get the smoker rolling. I cannot allow Mother Nature to do this to me. I have to push through. And I need you to push through. You're being a little bit of a bitch out there. I need you to fire up that smoker and get to it. You're like, I don't wanna. Wah. Come on, man. Get out there. Your neighborhood needs it.
Man, because when you're out there, Mike, it's you're out there listening to music or talking to the neighbors, just enjoying the deck. And it's like, oh, this is nice. F, I don't want to run out there.
You need to be out there it, like
run
Bane.
Back in the house.
Just get your winter hat on and just deal. I'm just saying, we can't. Two, four, eight, five, three, nine. I can't believe. Where the hell did you get that one? That's tremendous. By the way, here's how you know things are effed. David is in a lumberjack shirt. It's May 23rd. David looks like he's ready to go cut down a sequoia.
I might as well. It feels like that right now.
I've lived out here since 98. I don't remember anything like this. And I mean, it stinks, man, because you what? Beautiful weekend at the ballpark, gone. Maybe opened your pool, dead. Yeah. Boat? Yeah, try again later. And then even the general barbecue, yeah, great. By Monday, maybe it hits 70. Maybe. I am just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm proud of you because I was at the Costco and I'm looking like, I don't feel like cooking this and
you
standing
outside. You need to
outside.
Nut up. Come on. I believe in you. You'll thank me later.
I probably will, Mike, come because it's supposed to be warmer as it gets to Monday.
You need to start tomorrow with the elements. Come on. You draw a line in the sand and you get that smoker going for America. I just, David, like, see, you're going to give me some huge sports crap, aren't you?
So no, not this weekend. We're good for the holiday.
So, like, have you been sideswiped by this?
No, we're not sideswiped. We're still going to get together as a family on Sunday and do some things and on Monday again. So, no, we're not sideswiped, but it does change the plans of maybe going down to the boat.
Oh, you're dead.
Family members have one, and we decided, yeah, that's not happening this weekend.
You can't. I mean, what is the temperature differential? Isn't it like 15 degrees colder on the water?
Especially if the wind is blowing. Oh, dear. Forget about it.
No. Now, I don't know what to make of Kenny. Kenny sometimes has wild social weekends planned. Other times he's the hermit king. Is this weather blowing up your Memorial Day festivities?
So usually this would be, we have members of the family that have boats and things like that, like similar to David.
That's out.
It's way out. We were going to think about doing a barbecue at somebody's house. We're thinking about not doing that anymore because just depressing to be outside in what was supposed to be a nice, you know, start of summer, as David would put it, weekend.
But I mean, even Kenny, when you want to go slickback mode and go to the ballpark, can you imagine going tonight?
No, I was thinking about that too, because, you know, you'd think this would be a great weekend to do that kind of start your summer, boat, barbecue, Tiger game,
That's things like that. That's what I love. I want to have the Tiger game on or listen to it. You're in your backyard. You're not going to be a bitch like Rico. You're going to get that smoker rolling. I want that charcoal rolling ASAP. America needs you. Come on, get a brisket on there. I want to see a long form cook. I want you out there really getting after it. Okay. I believe in you.
You believe in me?
I do. What's the plan? What are we doing here? Because I'm going to fight through this and I'm probably going to be miserable, but I'm doing it.
I will probably, you know what? Watching that video, maybe I'll do the chicken that we saw.
There you go. Maybe. There it is.
I'm Monday.
Tomorrow.
The holiday.
Tomorrow.
The compromise. 70, I can hang out and really enjoy myself. Because that's really the best part of cooking outside is just
hanging out.
Either you're by yourself, you're listening to music or whatever, but it's like you're away from the world and you're just doing something basic. It's just man and fire and
meat. Yes. Staring at the sky. Yeah. Contemplating life's decisions.
Right. Running back and forth.
Look at this now. Yeah. People, I just want to know, and we'll get to business after this. What's the move here this weekend? I mean, I'm pretty bummed out. Memorial Day is the long weekend kickoff to summer. I love it. There's no big horse race I got to worry about, nothing. It's just relaxation. I don't have to handicap 14 races.
No, I'm with you. And thoughts and prayers to those who have to go out to the children's things and
I mean, I already told Powers, just fake your own death. It's not worth it.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, T's and P's. This guy's going to be at a soccer field at 4 and at 6 and then tomorrow at 1, at 4, at 8. I looked at
the only beauty part. The beautiful part about it is it's not baking in the sun. So you wear a hoodie.
Oh, good. So your nuts are in your lungs. Much better.
Trust me, you've never sat out there in the sun just like, oh, my goodness.
No, what I said to him is, listen, have you ever thought about starting over? He goes, what do you mean? I said, just fake your own death. We get you a different ID. You start over. You do what the guy in Uzbekistan did. Daddy just didn't come home
one night. He's
got
a family.
Yeah, but not anymore. He doesn't. His new name is going to be Turd Ferguson. He's going to go to Bozeman, Montana. You just start over.
You got to get some milk.
And dad never came back. The youth sports thing.
The infamous pack of cigarettes. Gotcha.
Youth sports is destroying men everywhere. That's my vote. What he described is not a Memorial Day weekend. It's a prison sentence. Oh, yeah, it's a three-day tournament, 17 different games. I'm going, dude, that sounds like a labor camp in Siberia.
Kids, Mike. Mikey loves the kids, don't he?
No.
I'm so glad that part of my life is done.
Really?
Well, right now. You're right. I got more.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have kids on an assembly line. What part do you think you're done?
I forgot about the other two.
Done? You've just got a brief respite.
You got a halftime, and then you'll be back. And then you'll have another break.
Guys,
and then you'll be back.
Who's braving this with us? I have to barbecue my way through this. I just can't believe this weather. I can't believe it. If you're on a ballpark tonight, I'm sorry. If you planned on using your boat, I'm sorry. If you planned on using your pool, I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah, think about it. Yeah, you bought tickets like, oh, the Guardians
Memorial Day weekend. Guardians are
in
here.
Town. Yeah, the playoffs. Oh, it's going to be great. That race too?
I don't even care about the Indy 500. Don't look. Who cares about that? That feels like an event from 30 years ago, like Bobby Rahal or Pablo Montoya. Like, who cares about IndyCar? I thought the whole league shut down.
No, I mean, I guess if you're down there, right, it's just boring. At least, like, for your horse racing, it's a lap around the track. Like, how do you know, like, okay, are they at lap 238 or 392?
Well, even this weekend, like, for people who love F1, it's the worst race this weekend. Monte Carlo, you can't pass anybody. The roads are 2 feet wide. Everybody basically just follows each other around the track all weekend in Monte Carlo. Now, it's cool to look at for 5 minutes, but you can't pass anybody. So where you qualify, basically, if your car doesn't blow up or you don't run over a pigeon, that's where you're going to finish the race. We'll get to it. 248-539-9797. This is a bit of a melancholy Memorial Day weekend for everybody. This is not a kickoff to summer. It feels like fall. I feel like I should be watching MSU down by 40 to Rutgers on Saturday afternoon. That's what it feels like.
Oh, you missed your time, man.
What's up?
You did it 13 minutes into the show. Yesterday, you were at 7 minutes into the show.
Oh, for State Slander?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
I'll do better next time. Like, even this. Like, how am I supposed to tell my listeners summer's heating up? No, it's not.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com. Happy Friday, long weekend, and Mother Nature is not cooperating. We'll get a little Lions discussion a little later. Got a little Aiden update for everybody. Tigers, I'd say it's an exciting weekend at the ballpark, but the weather's horrific. David, what are the early returns as we're just trying to see? I mean, are people's plans just shot for Memorial Day weekend? I mean, poor Doug was just sad walking out of here. He's going up north in a winter hat.
Yeah.
Baseball doubleheader tomorrow, 10 and 12. Sunday tea time, 8 a.m. Monday grilling and the Tigers on the radio. Weather won't stop us. That's J.R. in
Warren. J.R., you power through. That's right.
Come on, man. This is Michigan. Embrace it. I'm a cold weather guy. If it never got above 75 again, I'd be happy.
Yeah, but hold on. Stop. You can't play that card on May 23rd.
Thank you.
Now, if it were March, you have every right to say it. April, middle ground. May 23rd? Guys, I'm sorry if asking for 75 and sunny once in a while is, I don't think that's a big ask.
Yeah, this isn't Michigan weather on May 23rd.
You raised the bat signal for Tommy Tough Guy, so he's ready to go out there.
We got a new grill delivered today and a new boat going in the water tomorrow morning. F the weather. We're using both.
We're using the boat, damn it. The kids are dressed like Randy from A Christmas Story. I can't move my arms. Shut up and enjoy the boat. Nature.
I'm going to be doing a bonfire and then grilling this weekend, push through till summer. See? That is Will at work.
Will, I love you. And that's what we got to get Rico doing.
Now, the bonfire means he's staying warm.
Your grill should be on starting tonight, and you run it straight through Monday like a nuclear turbine.
Who am I feeding?
You. Figure it out. Go give some food to some poor people. Do whatever it is you want to do. You grill. We push through this weekend, damn it.
Someone texts in and says, we know the real reason Mike is pushing through, because he bought too much meat at Costco.
You know what? Right there. Honey, guess I'm cooking for 4 days straight.
Well, luckily, a wise man said, yeah, Michael, you got to buy the vacuum sealer.
There you go.
So I have a way out, but I will tell
I didn't
you,
think about that.
My plans have been a little off kilter, but no. I'm battling through tomorrow, period, because I have time. And I have something very specific I want to put on the smoker and make, damn it. I don't care if Mother Nature's acting like a hoe right now. We're pushing through.
Well, no, that the chicken with the Alabama white sauce.
Is that what you're going to man up tomorrow?
I think I want to try that on Monday.
No, tomorrow.
Monday.
Get in the elements.
The compromise.
All right, we go to David, 97.1. David, what's going on, buddy? Okay, then I don't want to know what's happening there. We're just going to Brandon, 97.1. Brando, what's up, pal?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good.
So the dad's going to leave in a cutoff, and he's going to come back looking, or to the boat launch, and he's going to come back looking like Randy from The Christmas Story.
I'm telling you, that water, you're going on a boat tomorrow morning? Good luck to that ticket texter.
So my girlfriend's birthday is Memorial Day weekend. So we always go on vacation. Normally we go to Florida or whatever. But this year we decided to go to Pictured Rocks.
Where's that?
The tip of the UP. So Pictured Rocks is like the tip of the UP.
Oh, dear.
You go on like kayaking tours or boat tours. Luckily, we decided to do the boat tour. Because imagine doing Pictured Rocks, because I think the top or the highest weather is going to be 45 degrees.
So the northern tip of the UP?
Northern tip of the UP. So we're taking our first, because I've always gone up north for 4th of July and whatever. We're taking our first trip to the UP, and we're like, okay, Memorial Day is going to be warm. But we picked this year.
It's all, Brandon, it's awful. Look, and I want to say this, Brandon. I'm not trying to be rude, and I know I've taken a lot of flack for this in 20 years. I don't get the whole concept of the UP. Why is up north north enough for you? Why do you need to cross the Mackinac? Why do we need to go to the great unknown? I could drive home to New York faster than you can drive to parts of the UP. It just feels a little much. You could drive to the UP, or you could go to the airport and fly to Mexico. Now, I don't know which of those works for me. I can tell you it's not choice A.
I'm with you.
I've never been to the UP. So.
You got people who go to the UP, and it's like deliverance. It's going to be 45 degrees this weekend. What are you doing?
I've done it once. Don't need to do it again.
I told you. Highest was Mount Pleasant for me. That was the furthest north I've been. So,
I remember the day you said that. It was very similar to the mulch conversation with Doug earlier this week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. We'll leave it alone. Let's go to Chase, 97.1. Chase, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? We are pushing through to summer. Heading to the ballpark tonight with some fellas. We've even got reservations on a rooftop after the game for the after game fireworks. To compound that, some of these guys were in an outdoor wedding tomorrow. Shout out to my good buddy Callow, getting married tomorrow. Looking forward to. Actually, we were worried about sweating it out in our tuxes. I think now we're going to be grateful for those jackets.
You are. Mm-hmm. You're going to be guys in tuxedos with gloves on. You're going to look ridiculous. But
hey, we'll have white gloves though. You know, that way it'll complete the look.
You look like Brad Pitt in Inglourious Bastards. Dominic DeCoco. He's going to have the white gloves on. But Chase, that ballpark tonight, you're gonna have a jacket on. That's going to be cold as hell.
100%. But you know what? We'll still be there. We'll still rooting for our Tigers. Excited about this year and the start here. And to hell with the whole state of Ohio.
There you go. I could live with that. That's fine. Because Ohio State's up 50-0 on state on the routine. I have nothing to say. We're terrible. Ball game tonight, though. I can't do baseball in cold weather. That is just not, it's not enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you sit at a football game?
Because it's football. There's a difference.
Yeah, because if it's baseball and it's during the day, it's not as cold. But yeah, once the sun sets, forget about it.
You're toast. You're just done.
Now you're out there with skull caps on, with gloves, with parkas. You're right. Because you're not moving. You're just sitting there watching. And if you went last night, you weren't watching great baseball either. So.
See, last night's the type of game they're down 3-0, or the minute that bases loaded, no outs, Cade Smith comes in and mows you down, I'm leaving.
Yep.
I can't sit around for this.
Yeah.
Cold, damp, nasty. No. I'll tell you, here's what's throwing me off. And I'm not insulting anyone. I'm just telling you, watching the games, these seats behind home plate are starting to really anger me. I don't like looking at the empty seats. And it's no one's fault. It's people don't want to pay $500 to go to a baseball game. It's just weird to watch it. This is a damn good baseball team, and I'm looking at turquoise seats.
You know what? Because it probably goes against the whole marketing plan. But I got to think, what if you just randomly selected 50 people in the park and say, hey, you won, you're upgraded, and you get to sit and it won't look that bad. Just random, though. You come in, hey, David, you and your boy, we got something for you today. You're the guest of the Tigers. You get to sit in these seats. And
Tigers guest of honor, Greater Life Church.
And maybe you like it so much you want to buy them.
Have we confirmed that there is now food available? Have they finished that yet?
I don't know.
I got to think that the day they have food available, the world will know.
Artist rendering?
Because yeah, they're going to let everybody know. Yeah. David, they will. As much as the flack they've taken, oh, trust me, there will be a whole segment. Danella Bruce will be sitting in, and it'll get taken care of.
Just like the day there's affordable housing in the district.
You know what? Right now, Mike, there is a business lunch at Houston's as they are hammering out these details.
We swear they're opening up at Ford Field soon. We promise. Shout out 2001. All right. It's dude, those bits never get old, man. Just like the LED roof, right, Kenny? Why did they do the artist rendering of that roof if they never intended on giving it to us?
That bit's gotten very old for me. I'm tired of thinking about it. I wanted that LED roof so damn bad.
You know
bad.
How cool it would look?
Yeah, you could light it up depending on whatever event was there.
Bet you if we had the LED roof, Mitch Marner would want to come here.
Definitely, definitely.
That would be the difference.
Facilities, LED roof.
Instead, nothing. Nothing.
Oh, too bad. It's
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com. All right, David, a couple of ticket texts. We have a Hutchinson update that I think is interesting and a bit of a philosophical question we can get into in the 3 o'clock. Also, the United States is ditching one of the most useless things in the world. We need to do something in that realm with sports. We're going to talk about it. And also Rico's opinion that the NFL is RoboCop despite bad business practices. But we've opened the show with an airing of the grievances. This is a Festivus. I got a lot of problems with you people, and now you're going to hear about them. This weather blows. Memorial Day weekend's weather's awful. And how badly are you getting screwed? Now, what I've tried to do is be a ray of light for Rico. Rico is going to pout and stay inside all weekend and not barbecue or smoke any meats or anything. It's unacceptable. You're an American. Act like it. Let's get out there. Let's fire it up. In fact, leave now. Go get the charcoals ready.
Oh.
And come back. Like, get, I want it. You should be operating like Franklin Barbecue this weekend. Just a consistent fire.
Got to make sure the temperature hits the right. You know what? I'll be back at 5.
Okay. We'll see you then. But, David, a couple of ticket texts and just, are you pushing through or have your plans been altered? I feel terrible for people with boats. If you're going up, we had a guy call up. He's up at Picture Rocks. Enjoy 28-degree wind chill. What are we doing?
Makes no sense.
David is dressed like the Brawny Man. It's May 23rd.
Jason from Detroit says, I just bought 23 pounds of meat and will be running two different smokers on Sunday. I also have enough beer to make any weather not only tolerable, but enjoyable.
I'd say that's the spirit. No, I'm not giving in, David. I have a couple special things I want to make this weekend. I'm not going to let Mother Nature get me off my game. I can't do it. I got to push through. And tomorrow's going to be miserable, but I still got to do it.
The amount of kayaks on I-75 right now is wild. That is
kayaks
in Chesterfield.
Oh dear.
You really brave in the elements because you're right on top of the water and it hasn't been warm, so it's still just barely above frozen.
Is there a world where Kenny Cott was a kayaker? Is there just a like I could? I don't know why I could envision this.
I've kayaked many, many, many times.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't have a bad read on
it. I'm a big up north guy, though. That's why. I mean, it's part of it. It's part of the outdoor up north experience.
Was this pre-beard or are you still kayak?
We sold our place up north, but if we had it still, I would be kayaking this weekend.
I just felt it in my bones.
I didn't. I would have lost that
certain
bet.
Hillbillies like kayaking.
You know what? Back to the immediately 35 minutes into the show today. Hillbilly.
You know what, Kenny?
You look like you live in the woods.
From here on out, MSU slander or hillbilly talk. We should have a bet every day.
Wyatt Langford, go.
I didn't say it, but you wouldn't have been looking at Akil Badu last night if you had Wyatt Langford because he was in left for the Rangers. Two walks, two steals.
There it is. But did he hit a grand slam?
Oh, Max Clark?
Yeah.
Yeah, against children. He literally went into the neighborhood and took over a wiffle ball game.
And then went and got a Denny's grand slam.
Right. That doesn't even matter. No, last night chapped my ass a little bit. The fact that I'm looking at Akil Badu in a big spot in 2025. I know I shouldn't let it bother me, and the team is red hot, and they've had an unbelievable start, but there's still things that they do that really get to me.
Yeah, you flip that card over from the deck and, Akil Badu. Okay.
What are you doing in my car? All right, let's go to the people. We'll go to Dave at 97.1. David, what's up?
Hey, sorry about earlier, gentlemen.
Oh, it's okay.
My wife was talking to me and saying, well, hon, I'm on hold with Mike Valenti. That ain't going to work.
No. I was about to say, it wasn't sounding like she cared. We were like, I think Dave is in trouble.
We wanted to make sure you were okay and there was no foul language.
I appreciate it. Excellent. I'm sorry.
No problem. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm on the hook for this weekend. I got 85-year-old auntie coming in from San Francisco with grandson in tow that's 40 years old, and he wants to go walleye fishing. So, and we're going to the ball game Wednesday.
Oh God!
So,
take me through the fishing aspect. What is it going to top out at 50 degrees on the water?
Oh, and it's going to. Fortunately, there's not going to be much wind Monday, so that helps tremendously.
Monday you'll be okay. Today, tomorrow, Sunday are all seemingly chalked.
They fly in Sunday, but they're from San Francisco, and you know. They're going to go home with typical, you can't believe how cold Michigan is stereotype.
Yeah, but you know what? San Francisco is a weird place because of all those microclimates. Yeah. It's freezing cold on one corner and it's 90 degrees the next. San Francisco is weird spot, man. They don't get to say that to you.
Oh, okay. Well, then we will see.
And guess what? If they get mouthy, tell them to go back to their trash bag city. How about that?
Oh, no, they won't do that.
Okay. You keep them in line. You don't let them come here and make fun of our city. San Francisco ain't no treat.
Oh, no, I'm just saying they would never do that. But once they got back home,
all bets are off.
That's okay. But all right, yeah, David, at least your plans are a little delayed Monday, Wednesday. I'll tell you, the stuff I feel for people who have today, tomorrow, Sunday, you're screwed. All the people, you open your pool up, gone. Hey, we're dropping the boat in. No, you're not. What are you doing on that boat?
Freezing.
Like, I always laugh when people are like, hold on, let me grab my sweatshirt. We're going out on the boat. Then why are you on the boat? What is the point of the boat? Oh, I want to do a sunset cruise. Really? You have a coat on. I got a buddy who lives on a lake. And I just like, I don't get it.
No,
it's so
you.
Cold on the water.
Unless you are doing an Alaskan cruise, I don't understand being on a boat when it's cold out. So that's the only time I think it's acceptable. Because you're in Alaska, and it's always cold.
Let's go to Derek, 97.1. Derek, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, D.
Hey, I'm pushing through this weekend. I'm having a cookout Sunday. Probably got 20, 30 people coming over.
What's on the menu? Let's get to the important part. What are you serving?
So the offset's getting fired up tomorrow. Brisket's going on at noon.
Yes.
Tomorrow, Sunday morning, the Weber kettle's getting fired up. Four slabs of ribs are going on.
See, Rico? Derek, you're motivational. You need to talk. Rico needs to get in this mind frame.
Well, after the brisket comes off, there's pork belly burn ends going on.
Oh, boy.
Or
once the ribs come off, Derek,
how about this?
Chicken thighs going on.
How about we just party at Derek's?
No, that's not how this works. Derek is cooking for 30 people. He's under a lot of pressure.
And so what's 31?
Okay, that's a good
one. Come on out. I'm out in Elgin, Eric.
Derek.
Might be a little chilly for you, though, Mike. I live on a canal.
Oh, yeah, no, Derek, you're screwed. You're going to be out there in your winter jacket smoking a brisket.
No, I got the bonfire going in the bonfire pit.
See, what I like, Derek, you're committed to it. I respect it. That's
now
the
with
attitude.
The bonfire, yeah.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
And listen, I love it.
I'm all in.
I love it when it's fall. I think for me, we're desperate to get to good weather because we get so little of it here. Mm-hmm. But yes, like what Derek's describing, oh no, that's a football weekend. Yeah. And I'm down. I do that all the time.
He's got the Kirk Cousins bonfire going.
Oh, hopefully he's not cooking his steaks in foil like Cousins did. What a disgrace.
That was the biggest mistake he ever did.
It was a disgrace. He should have been deported.
That's when you need a friend. No,
David, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes, I do know. I didn't understand it. I'm like, no one taught you growing up? Okay. What are you doing?
Right. Is this an April Fool's joke? Or like I thought it was like a commercial, like a social media commercial for how to really cook steaks. Like, here, let me do this poorly. Oh, you're supposed to use this. No, that was it. It's done.
Just got a text from a buddy of mine who lives on a lake. He goes, F the boat, F this. It's staying covered. All right. I mean, it's just, and again, if it's the fall, I never complain. I like fall. I'm good with it because you know what's on the other side of it.
Yeah, it's about to be freezing cold. So this you would accept like, okay, I can live with 55 degree weather because I don't want snow.
This would make sense if it was fall.
Yeah.
But that's why I like the bonfire guy's idea is because it was like, if it's acting like fall, treat it like fall, have a bonfire.
But I got to get Derek to switch how he's doing that brisket. You can't be putting that thing on at noon. You got to throw that thing on at about 10 o'clock at night. You got to let nighttime be your friend. It's arduous the way he's doing it. I'm telling you.
But can you really sleep or do you just...
You can sleep.
You just trust that the egg is
working? Well, it depends. He's using an offset? No, I mean, you'd have to babysit your fire a little bit, stay up a little later, wake up a little earlier, but you can buy yourself a 5-6 hour gap. Now, if you're using a pellet smoker, it's a whole different deal. Set it and forget it. Just make sure you load in about 30 pounds of pellets.
Gotcha.
But you can make it through. It just...
See, often when, like, in the middle of the night, like, man, are you just like every little thing? Oh, it's burning. Oh, okay.
It's honestly why every professional barbecue guy, it's the dirty secret. They all have a pellet smoker at home. None of those guys are using their competitive rigs at home. Why? Because they don't have a team working for them.
Unless they don't like their kids and family, and then you're just outside.
I don't have a problem with that. To me, if you have a couple of kids and you're paying for their whole lifestyle, the least they can do is stoke the fire at 3 a.m.
Yeah, you know what? 2 hour shifts.
You know, David does all the time. David's got his kids working right now at home. They're cleaning the gutters right now.
You guys can rock, paper,
scissors. But when they get home from school, they will prepare for...
rock, paper, scissors. Who gets the 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. shift right now?
Which kid is cleaning the chimney?
Probably get the...
David's got his kids
get on the roof now.
David's got his kids on a pulley system.
Probably the smallest kid. Like, yeah, we just put you on the rope and you can just spin you around. Whee!
All right, let's get a little football. We've got an Aiden update that I think is going to require, because you have a big opinion about this, you just don't know it yet.
Okay.
But it's something I think is worth discussing. I've got an update from an NFL insider. You can do what you want with it. We'll get to that at 3 o'clock.
All right, Dave, let's get a little football action in. Let's get it started. All right. This, I always like it, because why? We're less than 100 days until the start of college football. I'm excited. And look outside. It's college football weather. So how about we do this? CBS Sports ranked the top 25 college football coaches going into this season, but they also extrapolated out to the top 68. So let me give you the honorable mentions.
Okay.
And then I'll give you the names of the top 25 coaches going into the season in college football.
Not Jonathan Smith.
At number 58, Sherrone Moore.
That makes sense.
Sherrone Moore. How can you be 58th if you're not going to be coaching this season?
This has nothing to do with that.
Oh, my bad.
At number 50.
No, hold on. Is 58 fair? Yeah, have a conversation about it. It's okay.
I mean, out of the top 25 coaches, I thought that maybe coming back he would be closer to 25, but not.
Why, though?
But what did he really do last season?
You know what, David?
Sure, he beat Ohio State and Alabama, but other than that.
It's simply because he's the skipper of a big brand of Michigan. And normally that you figure that Michigan is enough to get you 8-4 and that he's the coach.
But I'll give you an example of why I don't like coach rankings. And you can tell me I'm wrong. My feelings aren't hurt. But like, okay, Sharon Moore, you're right. He's the skipper of a blue blood, a huge college football machine. I respect the job that a guy like Lance Leipold is doing at Kansas.
Yeah.
Right. Better coach.
You. I get that.
Does more with less.
Right, exactly. Mike, sometimes you earn the spot and sometimes you're given the spot. I thought that he would be given a spot, but they said, I guess, no, you got to go earn it. Your last name's not Harbaugh.
Where was Jonathan Smith, like 108?
Hold on.
Oh, okay, my bad.
You want to just get it all out? Just
no, it's okay.
You know what, David? We're just going to have that segment. Just get it all out your system.
I'm sorry.
Because it's just pent up in there, man.
I'm sorry.
You want to do this?
Yes.
At 54, Bill Belichick.
Wow.
Has to prove himself in the college ranks. So.
You know what? And you also can't get mad about Sharon Moore at 58 if Belichick is 54.
Yeah.
I'm actually, you know what? This makes me like this list more.
Well, you're not going to like it. At 49 is Jonathan Smith.
I mean, look, I thought he was a borderline top 25 coach last year. And then I didn't think this team was ready to play in the Michigan game. I don't think he was ready for the rivalry. The recruiting is dog water. And honestly, they still got their doors blown off in multiple games. Just wholly uncompetitive. I think he's got a lot to prove. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I would switch him and Sharon Moore. I would.
Now, this is one that I totally disagree with.
Mike Locksley, number 7.
At 45, Billy Napier.
I don't know about that. He should be closer to 25. He should be like 27, something like that.
He did one of the best jobs in America last year.
He
was supposed to be fired by October. They stayed with him. DJ Lagway is a future superstar. I think they're going to have a big year this year. You got to knock him 5 or 6 points for the $5 haircut. But overall, he should be higher on this list.
But see, here's why this list loses all credibility. At number 33, Deion Sanders.
Yeah, I'm done. Okay. Everything I said about this list, I retract.
All right, let's get to the top 25. At 25, Florida State's Mike Norvell. At 24, Missouri's Eli Drinkwitz. At 23, Illinois' Brett Bielema.
I think Bielema's probably underrated. I hate him. Him and that moo-moo. But he's a damn good coach. If you're at Illinois and you're playing really competitive football, you're building an offensive line. Rico, I don't like the guy, but the bottom line is he's a really good football coach.
You know what he's doing? He's turning Illinois into Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And what Wisconsin used to be, where they just manhandled you all game long. You couldn't stop the offensive line. At 22, SMU's Rhett Lashley.
Can I say one thing about Lashley?
Yeah.
And Drinkwitz?
Yeah.
And even Norvell? How do we interpret the job someone's doing when you know they have billions of dollars of NIL behind them? Like Rhett Lashley, yes, it's nice what he's done at SMU, but look at the money that's behind SMU. They have so much money that they have foregone any TV money basically for the next 10 years just to get in the ACC. So how do you personally grade a coach like that?
For me, maybe I'm just old school. I look at that stuff as off-season stuff. When you're on the field, that's all I see. I'm not looking at how much this kid is getting paid. I'm looking at, did the kid get the first down? Did the kid score the touchdown? Did the quarterback throw a pick or did he throw a touchdown? I forget about how much they're making and how much the school's bringing in once the ball is kicked off. Now, once it's over, then reality kicks back in like, oh, yeah, I forgot. That kid's making $10 million. But during the game, no. At 21, Kirk Cicinetti from Indiana. At 20, Mario Cristobal, Miami. At 19, Kurt Ferentz, Iowa. And at 18, Arizona State's Kenny Dillingham.
Okay, again, as much as they've started with the NIL, Dillingham flipped a roster for a dead program, got him to believe, really did a good job in the players he recruited, getting a Scatabo from, I think, Sacramento State, you know, getting Levitt from Michigan State, the quarterback. Like, I think Dillingham has done a really nice job. He's got major potential, and if they're going to start putting the money behind it, I'm actually good with where he's at. He's good, man. He's annoying, but he's good.
David? All right. At 17, Louisville's Jeff Rom. 16, Tennessee's Josh Heupel. At 15, Kansas, Lance Leipold.
He's awesome. He's an awesome coach. He's been awesome at every step, man. And I know it's Kansas.
So why is he stuck at Kansas?
He's 60-something. I think you just age out. No major program's going to hire an old person. It's just kind of how it works.
Kind of like Utah's coach?
He's like John Beilein. That's what I would compare him to. He stayed in the lower levels too long. He wanted every step. He went to Buffalo, of all places. Turned them into a winner. But unfortunately, it's like, okay, when the state job was up, what was the first thing that happened when Leipold showed interest potentially? Do we really want to hire a guy who's 62? I think it's just turned into a young man's game.
I got you.
He's good, though, Rico.
No, he is.
That offense he runs, he produced Andy Kotelnicki, who went to Penn State as their OC. That offense, that's a bitch to stop.
14, Kansas State's Chris Klieman. USC's at 13 with Lincoln Riley. For you, Mike, at 12, Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin. And at 11.
I'll stay out of the Lane Kiffin thing because I know he always does something stupid in a big game.
That's true. And 11, Utah's Kyle Whittingham. What do you say about those?
I think Whittingham's awesome. I think Whittingham's kind of a modern D'Antonio. Hard-nosed, always has the defense. He's putting guys in the pros. Utah is not some traditional power. I think Whittingham's really good. Really good.
Now the top 10. According to CBS Sports, at number 10,
James Franklin.
Iowa State's Matt Campbell.
No, thank you.
David, speak on it.
He hasn't really done anything like significant. Hasn't made the playoff. Hasn't won the Big 12. I'm good. No, thank you.
At number 9, Alabama, Kalen DeBoer.
This is your guy. You need to speak.
Oh no! This is his make or break year. I think he had his honeymoon period. I think Bama fans are looking at him, Mike, the same way State fans are looking at Jonathan Smith. If you fail, you're 7-5, losing to Michigan in some bowl game we don't care about, we're going to go ahead and get a new coach. At number 8, Brian Kelly and his family, LSU.
I don't like that one. Not a top 10 coach to me. Not right now.
The narratives you hear about Brian Kelly from college football media and the fans at large don't truly reflect his standings amongst his peers.
Really? He's not a good guy. I think that's part of my biggest issue with him. He just strikes me as a huge phony.
Yeah, it's the family thing. The it's accent more than that he all of a sudden gained from it's being, you know, that. In the south of South Bend. Gotcha.
It's having a player incur a brain injury and never be the same again and not calling that player.
Didn't even call him. That's crazy.
Man, he has somebody die filming the practice, and they kept going.
Like I said, not a good guy. Rico wins, by the way.
At number 7, James Franklin, Penn State. At number 6, Notre Dame, Marcus Freeman. At number 5, Dan Lanning, Oregon. At 4, Steve Sarkisian, Texas.
Listen, the Lanning thing, you know my deal. He's got to win the big game. Got dusted by OSU in the playoff. He lost the 2 times to UW the year prior in winner-take-all type games. He's got to win the big one with all the resources he has behind him. Sark, he's one of the elite play callers. But in a big moment, man, he'll still call something that is just really dumb inside the 10-yard line. Yeah. But we're nitpicking now. Right. These are elite coaches. But I'll take both of them before I ever hear about James Franklin.
You guys would have guessed the final 3?
Well, Kirby, Ryan Day.
Kirby is number 1.
Yeah.
Ryan Day is number 2.
James Franklin.
At number 3, Franklin came in at 7. At number 3.
I'm sorry. 3. Oh, Lincoln Riley?
Already said his.
Okay, then I don't know who.
Dabo. Clemson.
Okay, so you should have 3. A huge problem with that. You're anti-Dabo.
I'm not. I think that Clemson's days are long gone, but Dabo is starting to embrace the portal. He was anti-portal, but now he's portal light. He plays in a bad ACC, so maybe he'll do enough to actually do something. But no, I didn't think that Dabo was the third best coach going into this season. So that is your top 25 college coaches for 2025 upcoming season, 97.1.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.